We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarded Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here are a new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarded Magazine, your Vancouver Indie Music Monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver.
It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. It's our end of July, August long bands that start with K and fireworks special. Kicking it off with these guys today who are playing the Fireworks Festival tomorrow at Sunset Beach at 4 o'clock. It's the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer on Discorder Radio. CITR 101.9, it's Discorder Radio, and that is the Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer with Mamas in the Back Seat from their album A Real Fine Mess. Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer are playing tomorrow night for free, no less, at Sunset Beach as part of the Fireworks Shorefest Festival. Great jam-packed lineup tomorrow afternoon and evening. If you're going to be down there checking the fireworks and want to get your music on ahead of time, be sure to head on down to Sunset Beach. Also at English Bay, they've got music happening there as well. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the headlining acts later in the show. But at Sunset Beach, you can look forward to seeing the likes of Sky Wallace. I think you too. By the way, how rude of me. Hello, it's Disco Radio. I'm Wade. Liz Holiday is here. Same with Matt Muse.
Hello.
Howdy.
Hey, guys. So you two had the pleasure of seeing Sky Wallace a couple weeks back.
I did not. No.
Oh, I stand corrected.
I bailed. But Matt Muse over here.
Yes. I did. That was that show. If you'll recall, 2 weeks ago, we had Chersey on for a little interview. And then she played along with Sky Wallace. And
Miss Quincy and the
Miss
Showdown.
Miss Quincy and the Showdown. And all three acts were like, it was a cool show because all three acts were pretty different from one another, but they were all very good like their own unique way.
And they're all some like intense girl power time.
Yes, for sure.
Like, oh, I really do regret missing it. I do.
But you didn't miss out on a great show. Was it last night?
It was last night.
Let's talk about your experience last night and bring in a bit of music in the background, if we will here.
Oh yeah, well last night I had the opportunity to see New York like experimental electronic duo Rat-a-Tat at the Vogue, which was pretty phenomenal. I have a friend who saw them in Spain recently and said that their light show was one of the greatest things she's ever seen. And so she had to see them again last night, and I think she's probably right. It was pretty incredible. The lighting was amazing. It was such good energy. People were so into it, and it was just like, it was good dancing time. Great time. Not a local band, but a local show. And like, just, oh, I'm still like, get excited.
I'm
thinking about
feeling
it.
Your passion. Hopefully our listeners are too. Hopefully it's resonating through the microphone.
I hope so. My ears were still ringing at like 5 o'clock in the morning when I woke up. Randomly, I was like, I still couldn't really hear anything.
Nice.
So it was intense.
And what were you telling me off air about you're so surprised how a show that had no vocals could keep you so captivated?
Yeah, for me, I mean, I'm sure a lot of people, when I've seen like electronic sets or like strictly DJ sets before, it's not really a type of music I listen to a lot or for extended periods of time generally. So yeah, it was my first like all instrumental like concert, and I loved it. I was so into it the whole time. It was really like their showmanship was super on point. They were just like rocking out really hard together, and it was really great. Yeah.
Awesome.
I was surprised. I was ready for a second encore. So if you ever have the chance, check out some Rat-a-Tat. They are fantastic live.
And you heard it here first.
On Discord Radio. Yes, absolutely.
Nice. Yes, this is Discord Radio, the audio baby of Discorder Magazine, Vancouver's Indie Music Monthly for the past 32 years. And this brings us to the end of July. But of course, we right now are in the midst of the July-August, our slashy issue. But with this being the last official show of July, we thought we'd go toward the end of the magazine here and give an artist some love that we haven't had a chance to chat about much in the last month or the last 4 weeks since we've been doing featuring this July-August issue. But we're going to talk about an artist called Whitney Kay, formerly known as Coco.
Yes.
Yes. Liz and I were like, "You want
to? Who wants to take it?"
Well, I'll say this: I found it really interesting. One of the great quotes in this article, written by Lydia Adeli, by the way, be found on page 54 of your Discord magazine. The quote is, according to Whitney Kay, about his former moniker Coco: "Coco is an asshole. I don't want to be that guy anymore. I'm over it." It was really interesting to read his self-deprecating take on his former identity in the music industry.
Yeah, it's interesting. I also noticed that sentence because it's quite a strong statement. But I wonder if he means Coco as a character. Like I'm not super familiar with Whitney Kay's stuff, so I don't know how conceptual he gets, or if he just means that like the headspace he was in when he was making the music under that moniker, he feels like he was being an asshole, or like I don't know. I wonder what he means by that, and like how it's different now, and if he sees like this new character, which is Whitney Kay, or if he's like, now I am no longer such an asshole, and therefore I need a new name. I don't know. I would love to ask him.
Maybe we'll get a chance to.
Perhaps.
Yeah. His EP just came out last month. And he also speaks a lot in this interview about his relationship with Montreal. Of course, he was in Montreal for the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. He didn't have the greatest thing to say about Montreal. So it seems like he's back home, back with an identity. And we're going to give Whitney Kay a spin right now. And actually, this is going to lead into a bit of three or four pack of artists featuring the letter K. In fact, right after we play some Whitney Kay, we're going to play the brand new single from Chaos. Stick around for that one. But in the meantime, this is Whitney Kay with the track Pony on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Thank you. Yo, what's up? This is Chaos. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Peace.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse.
I crucify the verse.
MC stop dog, they bump their gums but they end up being locked jawed. This world is not yours. Since 07 you sold your jelly beans to trap lords and whack tours, but I'm back y'all to smack up and fracture the actors who lack the real raw talent. And in fact y'all, it's like that y'all,
I got the mic, him, you never get it back, no.
And even though it's so grimy, the light's so brilliant and blinding, they try to play us like buckwheat and stymie, but they can't crucify me, cause my style is like a mystery. History shows magician reposes a threat to those who make dough, oppressing the status quo. Oodles of O's, noodles and tofu. It's so true, my tongue kung fu will punk you and tump you, your punk crew, you're done, dude. Stick up when I pick up microphone. Them rappers get lick up like a plate of hot grits. A stock tip, these entertainers with pop hits on rockets will fall back to earth like the Nephilim. I'm chin checking them, seconds I'm jacking them, scolding, rexing, affecting them, vexing them. Straight disrespecting, heckling, Jekyll and Lex Lutheran them, disassembling the gremlins. I'm feeling another part of reality. Everyone I represent the transit, the double-edged banger, rapper, singer, slam painter. I'm so deranged, in other words, yes, I bring the danger. I'm not a pagan, not a bogan, a vegetarian who brings the bacon home and eats MCs like steakin'. Make no mistaken, I'm not Ronald Reagan. I'm more like Carl Sagan than Zachariah stitching the faking.
I don't kill soloists, only kill squads.
They wanna crucify me. And all my other brothers,
your arms are short, the box with God. I don't kill soloists, only kill squads. Fame went to the head.
We are back on Discorder Radio. Kevin Brereton, a.k.a. Chaos, from the T-Dot, commonly found in the Van City, loves both cities, loves to reference both cities in many of his musical tracks. That is the brand new Chaos single. It's only been out for a few weeks, and this is our Discorder Radio debut. The track is called Crucify. The new album, by the way, coming out shortly, is called Can't Fly Without Gravity.
Ooh.
There you go. Chaos.
Have you seen the art for it at all?
I have not.
It's done in the style of like a kind of cheesy summer blockbuster movie.
Oh.
It's like it's really cool. You should check out the album art.
Nice.
Okay. And if you're wanting to check out Chaos himself, Squamish Valley Music Festival, August 7th, he will be performing up there. So if you want to go up for the day, if you already plan to go up for the weekend, make sure to check out his set.
Yes, that will be a big, big weekend. Lots of big shows. Speaking of big shows, this week.
Yes.
This week in Vancouver. I mean, there's always lots of live music happening, but a lot of big shows this week. Mainly what I'm thinking about right now is the one on Thursday night at Rogers Arena. It features a little band out of the States called Imagine Dragons. You may recognize them from playing the Grey Cup halftime show in November here in Vancouver. But more importantly, more relevant to us here at Discorder and to many Canadian indie alternative music fans, the band that is playing with them, not necessarily opening, but it's being heralded as a double bill. I kind of wonder who's actually going to open and who's going to close, is none other than Metric.
Ooh.
That was a lot of hype up. Thank you for not leaving us hanging there.
You're welcome.
Yes, Metric, they've come a long way. They really have become a big name in the Canadian indie scene. Matt, you
internationally, I would say as well. Like they're not just like a Canadian indie rock band.
That's
definitely
true. Mm-hmm. And playing stadiums now. Well done them.
Check it out.
Yeah. So this, their most recent album, Synthetica, which was their fifth album, I believe, came out in 2012. They have, I guess, they've released a new single, but we're going to play something. We're kind of talking amongst ourselves about our favorite Metric album, and we all agreed that Fantasies, their 2009 release, which had some of the singles like Gimme Sympathy and Help I'm Alive, was maybe our favorite album collectively. And we thought the most fitting track to play was for our producer here working the board. Has been a bit under the weather. So for Mr. Matt Muse, we're going to play Sick Muse. There you go.
Thank you. Let's play the tune.
Let's give it a whirl. And then, of course, we're going to do a little back-to-back. Here, we'll start the tune up right now. And then staying with the K theme, there you go. We're going to have K Flay covering Metric right after this. So a bit of a Metric double shot in a way. Here they are on Discord Radio, Sick Muse, CITR.
a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Come undone.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was K-Flay doing a very sexy cover of Lost Kitten, the Metric track. And prior to that, we did hear Metric from their triple Juno Award-winning album, Fantasies. Came out in the spring of 09. Reminds me of my first venture out to BC. It's kind of the album that launched me into living in BC. So I've got a bit of a personal connection with that album. And actually, all of us have been kind of just chatting. We've run this deep kind of Metric talk. We've been talking about everything from like the genesis of their music to Emily Haynes' jawline. It's been an interesting chat we've had off mic here, guys.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
There is a lot to talk about.
There's a lot there.
Yeah. I wasn't thinking about going to the show, but I'm going to see if I can maybe get a Scalpers ticket for tomorrow night.
You should.
Maybe I will. Thursday.
Yes.
At Rogers Arena.
If you want to go see Metric. And Imagine Dragons, also, if you feel like it.
Yes. Also happening Thursday, not quite as big a deal as Metric, but nonetheless, some couple local bands. And if you're feeling a little more on like supporting the local scene, there's a show happening at the Astoria. Actually, originally they had a couple of shows. The show was pushed back to August. That show included Ace Martins, Sarah Cordingly, our music director, of course, part of Ace Martins, as well as Late Spring. That show has been pushed back a month. But one of the bands that was on that bill, Glad Rags, they are still playing, along with Jerk Jails and a couple other bands. The event is called Live Fast, along with Get Over It, Did You Die, Jerk Jails, and Glad Rags. Jerk Jails, by the way, are actually going to be playing right here at CITR, our brand new studios. They're playing tomorrow live on the Sam Squanch Hideaway Hour. So if you want to check out some cool live music, hang out, come to the brand new sub, a.k.a. The Nest here at CITR. Check out Jerk Jails, or you can go see them tomorrow night at the Astoria along with these guys. This is Glad Rags. The track is Popsicles on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Couple good rockin' tunes there, back to back, Jerk Jails and Glad Rags. Both those artists will be playing Thursday night at the Astoria as part of the Get Fast event. Sorry, Live Fast event. I was thinking, get your tickets for Live Fast.
Get them fast.
Yes. yeah, that was that track there was called Chances Are High by Jerk Jails. And once again, they're playing tomorrow night right here, right on the other side of this glass, live at the CITR studios as part of the Sam Squanch Hideaway Hour. That show will start around 6 o'clock.
Yes, and if you're not able to make that show, the next day on Thursday, we're going to be having an afternoon solo performance from Colin Cowan of Colin Cowan and the Electric Stars from 2 to 3 on Muzak for the Observant.
Very cool.
Lots of fun stuff happening around the studio.
Yeah, good chance for you to come check out our brand new space, our beautiful brand new space where we can see some natural light. It's really nice seeing the blue sky and green trees for a change.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Enough marveling about our lovely space. So let's continue on with the music. We want to give a shout out to these guys who've they've been a Discorder band. We've featured them on the cover of Discorder about 18 months ago and really happy to see them doing so well. Their brand new album is called I Get the Feeling. I Get the Feeling? Yeah, there you go. I Get the Feeling by Tough Age. And they are, they just released it last month and they're playing Toronto in a couple of weeks' time. So they're really doing well. And actually they are the number one, band right now in the CITR charts. They are Tough Age. And this track here is called, 50 Girls 50 Tough Age. I Get the Feeling Central Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Now We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
Useless, useless, useless.
If you're feeling nostalgic for the late 90s, there you go. That was Useless by Woolworm from the Everything Seems Obvious EP just released last month. Woolworm, by the way, featured this month in our slashy summer issue of Discorder magazine. Great little article there on page 24. Okay, we've covered our Discorder mandate in terms of the real local, hyper-local scene, but what's happening on a more of a national scale?
Well, side note about Woolworm, they are going to be playing on Thursday with Happiness and Total Babes at the Cobalt. But also happening this Thursday on a more slightly more international tilt, Lost Fingers from Montreal, so I guess national, not international. But they are going to be playing at the Imperial. I got the chance to see Lost Fingers at the Vancouver Jazz Fest like 4 or 5 years ago. My dad took me and my brothers, and I had no idea what to expect. Not a huge jazz fan generally, but they ended up being a great time. They are a group that does gypsy jazz covers of classic like rock and roll tunes. So when I saw them, they were performing from what actually is a double platinum album in Canada, what became this, called Lost in the 80s, which is entirely gypsy jazz, like Django Reinhardt style covers of 80s songs. And they're like really great showmanship, fantastic time. So I definitely recommend checking them out if you're a jazz fan or just want to, you know, see some funny guys. Wade's doing some jazz hands from here. Clearly, super huge jazz buff. Yeah, so they're going to be playing at the Imperial. This is one of my favorite, actually, 80s songs. Good old Soft Cell number from their Nonstop Erotic Cabaret album, Tainted Love. Yeah, so give a little spin to the Lost Fingers on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
You've got to run away, you've got to get away from pain. You drop into the heart of me. The love we shared seems to go nowhere, and I've lost my light. For I toss and turn, I can't sleep at night. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This ain't the love you've given. I gave you all, boy, could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Tainted love, tainted love, tainted love, tainted love. Now I know I've got to run away, I've got to get away. You don't really want to do any more for me to make things right. You need someone to hold you tight, and you'll think love is a prey. But I'm sorry, I don't parade that way. Once I ran to you, now I run from you. This ain't the love you've given. I gave you all, boy, could give you. Take my tears, and that's not nearly all. Ain't the love, ain't the love. Don't touch me, please. I cannot stand the way you tease. I love you, they had me so. And now I've got to pack my things and go. Once I ran to you, now I run from you.
This ain't the love you've given. I gave you all boy could give you. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. This ain't the love. 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 This ain't the love.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Supermoon with I've Been Told from their recently released EP Comet Lovejoy. They are going to be playing on Friday night at the Matador with Winona Forever, who you may remember we mentioned last week. They are releasing their first EP ever, and Supermoon will be opening for them, so make sure to check that out. Probably going to be a lovely, fun, bouncy time. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. And prior to that, the band that from Montreal with the cover of Tainted Love, that was Lost Fingers. They're playing Thursday night. Thursday night is a crazy busy evening in town between the Live Fast show, the Metric show, and what was the other? Was
The Woolworm one that they're playing.
So much happening Thursday night. If you got FOMO, it's going to go off the charts. Okay, we got to wrap this thing up, but we want to remind you that, of course, the fireworks are tomorrow night. We played the Harpoonist and the Axe Murder earlier because they're playing as part of the Sunset Beach portion of the show. And then at English Bay, they've got the heart of where the music is happening. Tomorrow night, we've got Dustin Bentall and Kendall Carson. And then closing it out at 8:30, Living Legend, playing on English Bay for free before the fireworks, a Mr. Randy Bachman. Oh, yeah. And just like Mike, we'll be taking care of business with his show, Flex Your Head, coming up right after this. We're going to play some classic BTO for you right about now to close out the show. So Thanks for everybody for joining us. Matt Muse, Liz Hall, had a great job, guys. We will talk to you guys next week, which will be August. Brand new month. Brand new Discord Radio right here on CITR 101.9.